You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Friends, I thank you for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me. Happy Friday to you. Thank you for having us tuned in here on your radio dial today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. First off, I want to invite everyone to come out to Island Community Church this weekend. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come out to Island. I invite you to come out to Island Community Church. The location is 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. My sermon this week is taken from Matthew chapter 13 and the parable of the soils. Astoundingly, we see that 3 out of 4 people who start off in the Christian faith, that is 3 out of 4 people who have received the word of God, don't make it until the end. That's my topic for Sunday's sermon, at why 3 out of 4 don't make it and why the 1 out of 4, why that one group does make it. So I invite you to come out to Island this weekend. In the meantime, here, we're in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 1. We left off with the Lord Jesus Christ saying this statement here, that I have the keys of death and Hades. That's chapter 1. Picking it up in verse 17, we see the Apostle John falling at his feet like a dead man, like anyone in the Bible who has ever run face to face into God, which actually what they've done is they've run face to face into the pre-incarnate Son of God, because no one has ever seen God the Father. Regardless of how many books they've written, no matter what they say in their books, no matter what anyone tells you, no one, no man can see me and live, is what God said. People have seen the Son, the pre-incarnate Son of God, and Isaiah was one of them. In Isaiah chapter 6, it says that he saw the Lord seated on a throne, and he was high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And when he saw him, he cried out and said, "Woe is me, for I am ruined, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I am a man of unclean lips." It's funny. When you run into the Son of God, apparently, your sin is magnified, and where you fall short is brought out into the open. And in Isaiah's case, the angel took a coal and touched his mouth with it, and his iniquity was taken away. Here, the Apostle John, when he ran face to face into the Lord Jesus Christ, he fell at his feet like a dead man. It says here, and Jesus said to him, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last." That is the Alpha and the Omega. First and the last letters. Well, he didn't say Alpha and Omega here, but he did before in chapter 1. I am the Alpha and the Omega, like the A and the Z, the first and the last. Also in chapter 1 earlier, he says the beginning and the end. He is everything. He's the beginning. He is the end. He is all points in between. He has no beginning. In the beginning was the Word. He is in the end. He is everything. He's God. Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead. Actually, it's really the text is, I became dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death. So first off, we see he became dead. That is, man crucified him. But death had no hold over him. I am alive forevermore. He's been resurrected again, not to ever see death again. Resurrected again, not to ever die. Same as it'll be for you and me at the end of this age. Or perhaps our family and friends who have already died and have moved on because they've already died. Personally, speaking for myself, I'm believing and I'm hoping that I'm one of the ones that never dies. And I believe that. And that's not even all that far-fetched, friend. It says in the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, it says, all those who live and believe in me shall never die. Now again here in verse 18, he says, I have the keys of death and Hades. Now the King James Version here says, I have the keys of hell. And unfortunately, that's not entirely accurate or correct. It's a different word here. The word here is Hades, not hell. There is a difference between Hades and hell. There's two Greek words, sometimes translated as hell. The first one is indeed Hades, which is the place of the unseen. Prior to the Lord's resurrection, it's even where the righteous dead, the righteous and the unrighteous, went to this place known to us as Abraham's bosom, known to the Lord as Abraham's bosom. That's what he called it. There was a certain rich man who clothed in purple and fine linen, enjoying himself splendidly every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores, who had been placed at his gate, longing to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table, and even the dogs came and would lick his sores. Now it came to pass that the beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. This is where all the dead went prior to the Lord's resurrection. The righteous dead, like Samuel, went to Abraham's bosom, went to Abraham's side, we see here. The unrighteous dead are in, as it says here in verse 23, they're in torments and they're in Hades. Those are the two compartments that we see here in this text. By the way, I'm reading to you Luke chapter 16. Now in verse 24, it says, he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm suffering in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember in your lifetime you received your good things and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now here he is comforted and you are suffering. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who desire to cross over from here to you are not able, nor may those from there cross over to us. Then he said, therefore, I beseech you, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to them, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead should go to them, then they will repent. But he said to them, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded should one rise from the dead. Now the Lord Jesus Christ here says that he's got the keys to this place. This is where all the dead, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, went, past tense, went. We read in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, speaking of the Lord, it says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. Now, prior to that, we read this incident happening in Jerusalem. Matthew chapter 27, verse 50. But Jesus, again, crying out with a loud voice, released his spirit. and behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth was shaken, and the rocks were split, and the tombs were open. And many bodies of the saints who had passed away were raised, and coming forth out of the tombs after his resurrection, they entered into the holy city and appeared to many. So when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and these things happening, they were greatly afraid and said, truly, this was the Son of God. You know, funny, I think that this is the reason that this centurion all of a sudden believed that this was the Son of God. You know, maybe he just saw his uncle walking down the street. Can you picture that? That at the resurrection of Christ, the tombs were open and the dead saints were seen there, at least momentarily, in Jerusalem. And now, what I believe the Bible is saying here is that the Lord went down there, as it says in the Apostles, or is it the Nicene Creed? He descended into hell. As it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. That is, he cleaned out this righteous compartment where Abraham and Lazarus was. If you went down to Abraham's bosom today, I believe it'd be empty and you wouldn't see anyone there because the Lord Jesus Christ cleared this place out. Now what you have here is those that are in torments. And the Lord Jesus Christ says, I've got the keys to lock you in, not for all eternity either, but up until the great white throne judgment. Revelation chapter 20, verse 13, it says, the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead which were in them. They were judged each according to his works. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, I've got the keys of death and of Hades. And he can either lock you in ultimately for all eternity, only to come out to stand before the great white throne, to then be cast into the lake of fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Or the Lord Jesus Christ will unlock the door and set you free. And this is what he died on the cross for, to do exactly that, to unlock the door and set you free. It says in John chapter 8, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus Christ does not want you to be in bondage or in slavery anymore, but he has come to set the captives free, and that includes everyone whose names aren't written in the book of life. He died on the cross for you to break the power of sin in your life and to set you free. He's holding the keys today, the keys of death, that is, death's not permanent over you, and the keys of Hades, and keys can either lock you in or they can unlock you, unlock the door, open it up, and set you free. I hope you would choose, like Joshua said, choose life. We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODOnTheAir.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.